Welcome to the HMD Radio Show. This week I have new music from Beta, Bat and DRI, and I'm drinking a double from Black's, their Overkill Imperial Black IPA and their Experience Session IPA. So more about them in a while. Kicking us off, here's some Amoebics.
We'll be right back.
That was Black Breath, Home of the Grave, off their album Sentence to Life. And before that, kicking off the show was Amoebics and Visitations. That's off the God of the Grain album. And yeah, I was at Anthrax and Slayer last night, and it was a great show. Surprisingly, I really went to see Anthrax. I never thought I'd say that, but yeah, I went to see Anthrax over Slayer, and Anthrax did a deadly show. They did two covers, which was a bit strange considering the back catalogue they have. They did Got the Time and Antisocial, both great songs and great versions they did. It was a bit strange because it's the first song they played, and the crowd were all very calm and collected, and I was going, oh fucking hell, it's going to be one of those gigs. Kind of like Red Fang in Whelans a couple of years ago, and yeah, I was a bit worried that the night would be a lot quieter than I thought. And the first song they played was You Gotta Believe off the new album For All Kings, and it was deadly hearing it live. And then they kicked into Got the Time, and the place went mad. It was deadly, and it kept going until Slayer finished, which was good. So yeah, it was a great show. So I'm gonna play a song off For All Kings. It was great hearing this live as well. This is Evil Twin.
Yeah.
Duisburg in Germany. That was Bait, and the song was Inner War. That's taken off their new album, Sunwurst. It's available on their Bandcamp page. I liked it so much, I bought a t-shirt. It's deadly. So, check out their Bandcamp page. It's baitofficial.bandcamp.com, and there's another album up there that I'm dying to give a try to, one from 2014, Cursed Among Saints. So yeah, I'm gonna have plenty to listen to over the next few days. And then before that was Anthrax, Evil Twin, definitely one of the hits of the year, that song. So yeah, moving on, I'm gonna get stuck into this first beer. I got, as I said at the beginning of the show, two from Blacks at Kinsale. The first one is the EXP 431 IPA. It's from their Discovery IPA series, and it's a single hop, as far as I know. Yeah, it's it uses an experimental hop, EXP 431, short for experimental probably, and they've matched the ABV in it. It's 4.3. So yeah, they should have just thrown the extra one on there. Yeah, it's a good time of year to bring out a session IPA with summer and all that. Although, whether we get much one is another story. Anyway, here. It's nice and citrusy. Bit of piney in there as well. The smell and the taste, it's not overly bitter. As a lower alcohol beer, it's kind of quite malty, but not, I don't know, yeah, it's nice, it's very refreshing, and it's very kind of light, easy to drink. So let's say there's a bit of hoppiness there, but it's not overly hoppy. Yeah, sure, fuck it, give it a go. It's a tasty session IPA that has enough hop character that you won't be disappointed, and you can have a few of them out in the sun. So next up, I'm going to play something off the new DRI. I've been waiting a long time for this, as has everybody else. And the EP is called But Wait, There's More. And there's a few, they do covers of their own songs on this. So I'm going to play one of the new ones, and then I'll play one of the old ones straight after, because they're all only short enough song. So here is Against Me.
Suffering the sadness,
new song. DRI, deadly to have them producing new music again, and it's good to hear that they haven't deviated from the formula too much. Now, another new band, Bat. You would have heard me play their demo last year, Primitive Age, and it's like the best bits from Venom and a very few other bands from around that era. It was fucking deadly demo, and I've been waiting ages for to get my hands on this album, so I picked it up today. So the album is called Wings of Chains, and this song is Code Red.
Time spent obeying the rules.
Definitely going to be in my top albums of the year. Wings of Chains, that's Bat. And yeah, you had two songs in there. First one was Code Rude, and then the second one was You Die. Right, more new music that I didn't announce at the beginning of the show. New one from Herder, Fergin, this the EP, and the song I'm going to play off it is All Is Lost.
We'll be right back.
Lupine there from the new one from Farflung. The album's called Five. And yeah, Hawkwindy goodness, you can't beat it. And singer, can't think of his name, he used to play keyboard in Hawkwind at one stage. Well, so he told me at Roadburn one year. He was playing with them over in America. And then he went off and set up Farflung soon afterwards, I think. And then before that, you had Herder, All Is Lost, and that's from their two-track EP. Fair again, and yeah, onto the next beer. So another Blacks. This is their Overkill Imperial Black IPA. I'm guessing it's named in tribute of Lemmy, but probably not. And yeah, Jesus, it's a different beast to the previous one. Let me have a sip. It's not overly hoppy aroma to it, but when you have a sup of it, it's it's lovely. Kind of molasses taste. A lot maltier than I thought it would be. There seems to be a fucking gila of hops in it. There's Mosaic, XB 431, Citra, Cascade, Chinook, Centennial, Vic's Secret, and Equinox. So yeah, it's fucking like a shitload of hops, and it's like, I suppose, yeah, maybe they were used for bittering, but it's a fucking damn tasty beer. It's 9.5% and it doesn't taste anywhere near it. Blacks are the brewery that, like, they have their other black IPA. It's one of their core range, and that has been my favourite IPA for a long time, my favourite black IPA for a long time. And this one here, it's like, yeah, it's another level up from it. It's this is damn tasty. It's not as sessionable as the other one. Like, you'd only have a couple of these before you fell over. But it's damn tasty. I think I like both of the beers tonight, but I'd probably go for this one over the session. Not because of the damage it did me or anything, just because it's really rich flavour off it. It's lovely. So yeah, what am I gonna do now? I'm actually gonna fucking, I've been trying to play this for a couple of weeks, so I'm gonna do it tonight. I'm gonna play the new Earthless. It's off their split with Harsh Toke, and the song is called Acid Crusher. So this will bring me up right, yeah, towards the end of the show. So I'll do my goodbyes now. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at hmdontheradio or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So sit back and prepare for 15 minutes of fucking Earthless goodness. So until next week, I shall see you after.